感谢神，我们刚才听了梁传道的正道。
Thank God, we had just heard the sermon from Pastor Liang.
他谈到由穷而富。
He talked about the poor and the rich.
人生在这个世界上需要三种的富足。
People in this world need three things.
恩典上的富足。
They need blessings and grace.
神性上的富足。
Richness from God.
还有来世的富足。
And blessings and riches of this world.
这个三种对我们来讲都非常的重要。
These three things are very important.
唯有倒空自己的人才能真正知道自己的需要。
A person must pour themselves out in order to know what they truly need.
一个认为自己什么都有的人，他不可能再加上什么。他在他生命当中，他认为他已经满足了，他就不可能再去追寻。
A person who already has everything will not pursue more.
我们人生真的是需要倒空自己。
People really do need to pour ourselves out.
我们才能真正我们需要什么。
And in that way, we know what we really need.
在这一节的聚会当中小弟想要用像这样的人这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的一个题目。
This session, I'd like to use the topic "A Person as Such" for mutual encouragement.
圣经上曾经这样讲
The Bible once said this.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
这是保罗写给腓立比教会的时候所写的一段这个记载。
And this is what one of the Paul's letters to the Philippians.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。这个地方保罗跟弟兄姐妹这样子分享。
Here, Paul shares this.Thought with them.
虽然我们是要向神学习。
Even though we do need to learn from the Lord.
不过在这个我们的周围里面有很多人他的生活是很值得我们来参考的。
And there are truly people, as lives in this world we can study.
为什么人家可以跟神的关系这么好？
How come their relationship with God can be so good?
为什么他可以这样的真实？
How can they be so true?
这个世界上这么的败坏。
This world is so corrupt.
我们要在这个世界上生存真的很困难。
It is so difficult to live in this world.
如果真的要做一个真诚的人。
To be a good person.
有时候你还真的怕被人家陷害。
You are afraid that people will harm you for that.
可是他可以在这么败坏的世界当中，他仍然可以这么的真实，为什么？
But he is able to be so, to be this good in such a corrupt world.
有很多人被人家尊重。
There are people who are admired by others.
这些人被人家尊重，不是他希望他要求别人尊重他，不是这样哦。
It's not that they ask people to honor them in that way.
是真的，人家看到他，人家就尊重他。
It is truly because when they see them, they respect them.
不是他要求别人这样做的。
They are not requesting people to do that.
是人家看到他，人家就会尊重他。
When they see them, they just automatically respect them.
为什么人家看到他就会尊重他呢？
And why is it that way?
有些人做事很公义。
Some people do very noble things.
有些人他在他的一生当中，他做的每一件事情都是非常清洁的。
A lot of the things that these people do are very clean and pure.
他的心是清洁的。
Their hearts are pure.
他所做出来是清洁的。
The things they do are pure.
你觉得跟这种人在一起很好。
You feel good to be with these people.
他的讲的话非常非常的你会觉得说他讲的话里面都没有坏的。
The words from their mouth are you feel like they're nothing bad comes from them.
因为从他的心境，他就是这样的认为。
It's just the way that they feel in their heart.
他真的认为全世界是那么的美好。
They really do feel that the world really is this beautiful.
其实很多人有不同的优点。
But there it's true. A lot of people have some positive things about them.
圣经上说我们应该注意我们周遭的人。
The Bible tells us that we should be aware of the people around us.
如果有什么德行，有什么称赞。
If there's any kind of praise,
我们都应该要思念。
We need to contemplate.
那今天下午我们想要一点点时间来思念一个人。
And this afternoon we're going to contemplate about one person.
这个人是雅各的第十一个儿子。
And this is the 11th child of Jacob.
他的母亲叫做拉结。
His mother is Rachel.
这个人非常非常的出名。
He is very famous.
他叫做约瑟。
He is Joseph.
那约瑟啊，他啊，从小到大有发生了很多的事情。
A lot of things happened from him to him since he was young.
我们知道他三十岁的时候做了那时候最强大国家的宰相。
We know that he got the highest position in when he was 30.
为什么他会成为那么大的国家的宰相？
How can he be of that in that kind of position?
他的人生的目标就是当宰相吗？
Was his goal in life to be in such a honor a high position?
在这个约瑟的人生当中，他从来没有他的目标从来不是当宰相。
No, that wasn't what he was his goal was in life.
可是神为什么让他当宰相？
So why did God place him there?
那这个是一个怎样的一个过程？
And so what was this entire process?
我们今天我们来思考。
We're going to ponder upon that.
我们来思考约瑟这个人。
We're going to ponder about Joseph.
约瑟从17岁啊，他就开始啊牧羊。
When he was 17, he began to cultivate himself.
我们看创世纪三十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章第二节。
Genesis chapter 37, verse 2.
三十七章第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各的纪略如下：约瑟十七岁，看他哥哥们一同牧羊，他是个童子，与他的父亲的妾毕拉、西帕的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。这个是在讲到约瑟啊年轻的时候。
And here it records of how Joseph was when he was young.
约瑟十七岁啊，他就开始牧羊了。
He was a shepherd tending the flocks when he was young.
牧羊不是那么简单的。
It's not easy to tend the flock.
这按照雅各他自己在说啊，说他牧羊的时候是很痛苦的。
According to Jacob, it was very difficult and bitter for him to do this.
你要真的把这群羊照顾好，你早上要去。替羊啊，找到可安歇的水边，而且替羊找到很多青草地可以让它吃草。
In the morning, you have to rise and take the flock out to waters and to graze on grass.
而且啊，你要小心啊，你要看它，不要让羊啊跌到这个深谷里面去啊。
And you have to make sure that the flock that you're tending doesn't fall into a crevice.
羊虽然很顺服，可是羊很调皮。
Although sheep are obedient, but they are also very naughty.
我们这边有养过羊的吗？
Have people tended flocks of sheep before?
有没有养过羊？
Anyone?
我们家养过羊。
I have tended sheep.
不过我们后来我们家的羊死的一只都不剩。
But
羊很难养的啊。
It is very difficult to take care of sheep.
而且如果你是放牧型的，不是就是哦，你说啊，关在这个地方就是放牧型啊，你不去照顾它，你看等下死的一只不剩。
If you just let them graze freely, surely you will lose some.
所以我对羊啊稍微的了解。
So I understand sheep.
晚上啊，你不要睡觉啊，你睡觉啊，晚上啊，隔天早上起来，我本来有一只羊，怎么剩下啊？我本来有100只羊，怎么剩下97只了？
And you can't sleep at night because in the morning you may wake up and find that if you had 100, the morning you had 97 left.
我看过不了20天啊，你那些羊剩下20只了。
If 20 days pass by, you may only have 20 left.
因为晚上有野兽会来吃这些羊啊。
Because there are wild predators that will eat them up.
你不要睡觉啊，你一睡觉你就惨啊。
You can't sleep because you will be in trouble.
你的羊会每天减少的。
Every day, your numbers and the sheep will diminish.
牧羊不是这么简单的一件事情。
It is not a simple task.
哦，不是，就是像那个卡通里面，就坐在旁边那边谈那个在那边讲话，然后羊就会一切都 OK 啊，那不是这样的。
It's not like what we see in cartoons where the shepherd just sits there and everything is good.
约瑟十七岁就开始牧羊了。
Joseph tended the flock when he was 17.
啊，约瑟啊，他是一个非常公义的人。
He is a person who is very just.
他十七岁开始牧羊，他因为他的哥哥们啊行为不好，所以他常常为了他哥哥的事情啊，向他爸爸说啊，我们哥哥行为不好。
And so oftentimes he would also complain to his father, report to his father about some of the bad deeds of his brothers.
因为这样子啊，所以说他就得罪了他的哥哥们。
And so because of that, he upset his brothers.
有一次啊，他去探望他哥哥的时候啊。
And so one time when he went to visit his brothers,
他哥哥就把他卖掉。
They sold him.
其实本来是要把他杀掉的。
They originally wanted to kill him.
后来是因为有人说情啊。
But someone helped him out.
所以说到最后没有把他杀掉，却把他卖掉。
So in the end, they didn't kill him. They just sold him.
可是虽然他被卖掉了。
And so although he was sold,
你在圣经里面看不到约瑟有讲什么怨言。
We don't see in the Bible about anything bad that Joseph said about this.
后来约瑟被卖到埃及当奴隶。
And so he was sold to Egypt as a servant.
啊，我们知道当奴隶不是那么简单的。
It is also not a very easy thing to be.
啊，牧羊啊，的确不简单，当奴隶更困难。
Yes, attending being a shepherd is not easy, but being a slave is even harder.
因为你奴隶的生命不是自己的。
Because your life is not yours.
你的生命是你的主人的。
Your life belongs to your master.
你的主人派你做任何事情，你不能有任何的意见。
If you have no opinion in what in anything.
而且啊，如果说你在家里，你在主人的家里生啊，这个结婚了生孩子，你的孩子的生命也不是你的哦。
If you get married and you have children, that child is also not yours.
所以做奴隶是很苦的。
So it is a very difficult and painful to be a servant.
不过把这个啊，约瑟啊，在这个啊埃及当奴隶的时候啊，他都没有任何的怨言，而且他努力的做工。
And we don't see that Joseph had any complaints. As a matter of fact, he worked very hard.
后来他成了这个埃及啊啊这个波提法的这个啊管家，他们家的管家。
And so later he became he went to Potiphar's house to serve him there.
我们看这个创世纪三十九章第一节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 39, verse 1.
约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提华，那从那些带他下来的以实玛利人手下买了他去。我们看第二节
Verse 2.
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。第三节
3.
他主人见神与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。我们看第四节
Verse 4.
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍奉他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的交在他手中。好，这个地方讲到说约瑟在他主人家里的过程。
Here it describes what he did in the house of Potiphar.
约瑟他在他刚开始去的时候他是做奴工。
Before when he went, he was doing a lot of hard work, labor.
他是 slave.他不是 labor, 他是 slave.
He was a slave.
对，他那个时候他在家里，他是完全没有地位的。
He has absolutely no status or position in his life.
这个圣经里面讲到说，神跟他同在。
But the Bible says that God was with him.
当他百事顺利。
And he was successful in everything he did.
So 后来他就成了波提华他家的管家。
And so then he later became in charge of the house of Potiphar.
从奴工到管家，那是一个很大的差别。
From slavery to the master of a house is a big difference.
你想，如果说约瑟只不过是因为神跟他同在他坐在那边很懒惰，然后他就可以成为管家吗？
It's not to say that just because God was with him, he was sitting there and not doing anything.
他如果一天到晚在那怨声载道，哎呀，我那么可怜啊，我本来是一个正直的人啊，可是啊，我的哥哥啊，把我卖掉了。
And he never sat there and said, "Well, I used to be I had a good life, but then later my brother sold me."
他也不学习，他也不学习。
And he doesn't want to learn anything.
他有办法当管家吗
？Is there any way he could have been this in charge of the house?
他没有办法当管家的。
No way.
波提法是法老王的护卫长。
Potiphar is Pharaoh, one of Pharaoh's officials, a captain of the guard.
他在这个埃及国是当大官的。
He has a high position.
所以他家一定是财大，这个他家产定很多的。
He must have a lot of land and possessions.
你要管一个大官，他家里当总管，那不是那么简单的。
It's not easy to take care of this official's household.
可是约瑟从来不没有抱怨。
But he never complained.
圣经只说神跟他同在。
The Bible just says that God was with him.
他就从奴工他就从奴隶变成了一个管家。
So he came from a slave to being in charge of a house.
看起来他应该是可以凡事顺利的。
we can see, we may think that everything is going successfully.
不过很可惜啊，那时候他遇到了一个不太好的，应该说一个非常差劲的祖母啊。
But unfortunately, he had a run-in with a very bad wife.
啊，这个，哎，啊，这个他遇到一个非常啊，他主人的太太是不好的。
His master's wife was not a good person.
对，那没有办法，这是他的环境嘛，对不对？
He couldn't do much about it because that is the environment that he was in.
他本来遇到的是一个这个行为不好的哥哥。
First, he was with some brothers with just very bad behavior.
那后来他好不容易从奴隶呢变成了管家，他都遇个不，他主人的太太又是一个非常淫乱的太太。
And then it wasn't very easy for him to go from slavery to being in charge of a house, and now he encounters this wife.
虽然他想尽力的不犯罪啊，可是到最后他还是被他的祖母啊陷害了。
He avoided sin, but was but but the wife
陷害了，就是
did
就是说就是说呢，
he framed
他对他祖母就说啊，是啊约瑟呢要来勾引这个啊这个。波提法的太太。
The accusation was that Joseph was going to seduce the wife.
所以说呢，因为这件事情啊，波提法他没有特别去调查，因为事实上我们要知道说，约瑟他的身份是奴隶。
Potiphar didn't really investigate that accusation, but we know that Joseph was to be a servant.
那事实上，虽然后来波提法很信任约瑟。
Even though Potiphar did respect Joseph,
不过呢，毕竟上自己的太太跟管家还是有不一样的地方啊。
But Joseph versus his own wife, still there's still a difference there.
所以后来他就被下在约瑟就被下在监牢里面。
Then Joseph was put in prison.
不过你发现哦，虽然这样子哦，好像他的这个经历好像很悲惨哦。
It seems like all this is very unfortunate for him.
不过圣经都这样记载的。
But the Bible records it like.
我们来看创世纪三十九章的第十九节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 39, verse 19.
三十九章十九节。
Verse 19.
约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他所说的话，说：“你的仆人如此如此待我。”他就生气。二十节。
20.
约瑟下在监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方。于是约瑟在那里坐监。二十一节。
21.
但神与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。二十二节。
22.
私欲就把监里坐的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下，他们在那里所办的事都经过他的手。二十三节。
23.
凡在约瑟手下的事，私欲一概不查，因为神与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。这个地方啊，谈到说他后来被关在这个王在关囚犯的地方了。
And so he became a prisoner.
可是圣经上讲啊，神与约瑟同在。
But yet again, the Bible says that the Lord was with him.
他虽然遇到这样子，一般的人来讲，我怎么那么倒霉啊？一般人讲说真是很倒霉啊，对不对？可是，圣经上确实记载神跟约瑟同在。
Normally, a person in this situation would say how unfortunate or how unlucky I am, but the Bible says the Lord was with him.
神跟人同在是会这么倒霉的吗？
Is having the abidance of the Lord so unfortunate?
可是神是这样讲的。
But that is what God said.
那神的旨意是什么？
And so then, what is the will of the Lord?
当约瑟被关在监牢里的时候，
when Joseph was placed in prison,
神给约瑟机会。
God gave Joseph an opportunity.
所以说，私狱啊，就是类似今天的典狱长啊，就是一间监狱的长官啊，就看到约瑟跟人家不同，所以就提拔他来管理监狱。
And so the warden saw that Joseph was different and put him in charge of all those held in prison.
要管理一个监狱不是那么简单的事啊。
It's not a very easy thing to care for a prison.
小弟以前在台湾当兵的时候，我是当 NP 嘛，所以说military police， 所以说我们其中一个业务呢，就是要管理监狱。
And when I was in the national service in Taiwan, I was military police, and one of our responsibilities was to take care of the prison.
这个监狱啊, 是在关什么人的? 监狱不是在关好人的。
Prison don't hold good people.
监狱是在关坏人的地方啊。
Prisons hold bad people.
你如果进去监狱你就知道啊。
When you go to a jail, a prison, you'll know.
哇，你们那个刺龙刺凤啊，弄个后每一个人都是什么几块肌的。
They are full of muscles, and they all look very tough.
我就啊，不要再，就反正就是说呢，他们就是非常非常的强壮，而且他们头脑很聪明，而且哈，他们专门在做坏事的。
They are very strong. They are very tough. And they are the ones doing bad things.
你要管理一间监狱有那么简单啊?
Is it really easy to care for a prison like that?
你是在管理犯人啊?
You are in care of criminals.
那你怎么你有这个能耐？你怎么这么能耐？ 那是神跟他同在，没有错。
If you have the ability, then it truly the Lord is with him.
可是你发现当约瑟被关在监狱里面的时候，
But we realize that when Joseph was put in prison,
约瑟也没有抱怨。
He did not complain.
他依然做他该做的事情。
He just did what he was supposed to do.
一直到后来他当宰相。
All up until he had a high position.
从17岁到30岁。
From 17 years old to 30 years old.
他牧过羊。
He tended the flock.
他被卖去当奴隶。
He was sold as a slave.
他在波提法家很努力的工作。
He worked hard in the house of Potiphar.
所以后来他成为管家。
And that way he became in charge of the house.
后来他被他的祖母害了，所以他就被下在监狱。
And then he was framed by his by the wife, and he was put in prison.
可是神跟他同在，他也很努力的学习，在那个里面服侍那个时候的人，所以说后来他就有机会当成宰相。
But because the Lord was with him in prison, he became he was able to have a high position.
这当中啊，有没有什么我们值得我们去思考的？
Is there anything here for us to ponder about?
我们发现哦, 第一个, 约瑟他从来没有抱怨。
Joseph never complained.
他不知道明天会发生什么事情。
He doesn't know what is going to happen the next day.
你发现约瑟他是一个预备自己的人。
We know Joseph prepares himself.
不管到哪里,
no matter where he goes,
他预备好他自己。
He prepares himself.
他一直在等着神的时机。
He's waiting for a miracle from God.
他根本不知道有一天他会当宰相的。
He doesn't know what he's going to become in the future.
他也不知道说有一天王会做梦啊。
He doesn't know that one day Pharaoh will have a dream.
他也不知道他会遇到九正跟善长啊。
He doesn't know that he'll be with the cupbearer and the baker.
所以说，基本上，他不管到哪里，他都是一直在学习。
It doesn't matter where he is constantly learning.
所以当有一天法老提拔他的时候，
And so one day when Pharaoh called him,
他可以起来当宰相。
He was able to rise and to a high position.
当然，在埃及是那个时候的大国了哈。
Egypt was a great nation back then.
你要当一个宰相是那么容易吗？
Is it really easy to be in his position?
不是那么容易的一件事情。
It is not an easy thing.
可是我们发现他把埃及治理得非常非常的好。
But he did his duties well.
甚至啊，他在所以说啊，我们要知道啊，我们来看箴言30章。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言33的24节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 34.
其实我们从约瑟的生命当中啊，我们了解一件事情。
We realize this one thing from the life of Joseph.
33:24节。
Proverbs 30 verse 24.
地上有四样小物，却胜聪明。25节。
25.
蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。 我们先看到这边就好了。这个是雅古尔的所讲的话。This
are the sayings of Agur.
这个地方啊，他讲说，这个地上有四个小东西呀。你不要小看它小，可是它是非常的聪明。He
says that there are four small things on earth, and don't think just because they're small, they're nothing.
这个地方讲到蚂蚁、沙番、蝗虫、手工。
here he says that ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer.
那这个我们这个蚂蚁呢？这个二十五节说啊，蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。
In verse 25, it says, "Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer."
蚂蚁啊，它虽然不是一个非常强壮的一个昆虫。
Ants aren't strong creatures.
如果跟人比，那真是根本不用比啊。
There's no comparison to humans.
它虽然是无力之类。
Although they have a little strength.
不过它可以在夏天预备粮食，它在夏天的时候就预备好粮食。
Yet they can store up their food in the summer.
他一次搬的不是很多。
They may not carry much at a time.
可是他趁着夏天还有很多时间的时候，他就慢慢搬，慢慢搬，慢慢搬。
Because there's plenty of time in the summer, they slowly store up their food.
等到冬天到了，他就可以有食物可以吃。
And then when winter comes, they will have food.
今天约瑟也是一样哦。
Joseph was like that too.
约瑟他并不知道以后发生什么事情。
He doesn't know what was to come in the future.
不过他只要有机会，他就学习，他就神带他到哪里，他就做什么事情，他尽他自己的本分。
But he learned along his way. He did his work to the best of his ability.
其实如果说我们按照约瑟他在这个创世纪后面他的，我们来看创世纪第五十章
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪第五十章的第十九节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 19.
我们如果看这一段，我们就知道，其实约瑟的一生都没有，他是遵从神的旨意来做的。
We see that Joseph did things according to God.
难道他心里很愿意发生这些事吗？
Does he really want these things to have happened to him?
并不是这样的。
It's not necessarily so.
可是他愿意遵从神的旨意。
But he was able to follow the will of God.
我们看第十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”二十节。
20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是美好，要保全许多人的性命，成就今天的光景。这个地方约瑟跟他的哥哥们这样讲
Here Joseph says this to his brothers.
是你们不要害怕，你为什么要怕我呢
？He said, "Don't be afraid. Why are you afraid of me?"
因为那个时候雅各去世了。
Because Jacob had passed away at that time.
约瑟的哥哥们就害怕了。
And so Joseph's brothers were afraid.
他们心里有阴影因为当初他们把他们的弟弟卖去埃及当奴隶，不是卖去当埃及当宰相，是去当奴隶的。
They had done something bad in the past where they sold their brother Joseph as a slave into Egypt.
他们的哥哥以这个角度来看这个事情，当然也是对的。
If you look at this angle from his brothers, it is correct.
我们把弟弟卖掉了。
We sold our younger brother.
爸爸还在的时候，他看着爸爸的情面不杀我们
爸爸
还活着的时候为了因为看在爸爸的面子上面所以就不杀我们了。
But when Jacob was alive, he didn't kill us. Simply because his father was alive.
那今天爸爸死了。
But now, our father is dead.
我们惨
We are doomed.
所以说他们就差人来跟约瑟说情嘛。
And so they sent someone to speak to Joseph.
可是约瑟怎么跟他们讲
？But then what did Joseph say?
你们不要害怕。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
你们为什么要怕我呢
？Why are you afraid of me?
从前你们的意思是要害我。
Your intent in the past was to harm me.
但神的意思原是美好，神的旨意原是美好的。
But God intended it for good.
为了要成就今天的光景。
In order to accomplish.
为什么约瑟可以这样想
？And so why can Joseph think this way?
这个跟他整个历程有关啊。
It has
整个生命的历程是有关的。
It has to do with what he had encountered in his life.
跟他的生命的本质是有关的。
It has to do with what happened all this time.
跟他生命的本来他的想法是有关的。
It has to do with what he was intending to do in his life.
那他其实约瑟他的认定是，不管神带他到哪里，都有神美好的旨意。
Joseph was determined that it doesn't matter where God takes him, it is according to his will.
要成就神的功。
He must complete the work of God.
今天我们基督徒也是一样。
Today us Christians are the same.
我们今天在这个尔湾这个地方，听说尔湾这个地方是我们这一代算是很好的都市。
Here we are in Irvine. I hear it's a good area.
今天神把我安置在这个地方。
God had placed me here.
我们有没有想过为什么？
Have we ever thought of why?
我们在这个地方只是为了我们自己好吗？
Are we here simply for our own good?
我们只是为了让自己身份地位更高，让我们赚得更多的钱吗？
Is it to promote our own life, or is it to make more money here?
那个都是神所示的。
Those are all things God has set before us.
当然，那是神的福气啦。
And that is a blessing.
可是刚才梁传道跟我们讲啊。
But Pastor Liang had mentioned to us earlier.
如果说我们只是把眼光放在这边，那有还有什么？那我们人的生命有什么价值？
But if we place our eyes only here, then what is the value of life?
有一天我们都会老。
One day we will grow old.
我们都会离开这个世界。
We will leave this world.
我们要带什么到主耶稣的面前？
What are we going to bring to God?
这个是我们要值得去我们去思考的一个问题。
This is something we need to think about.
主耶稣要我们在这个世界上做什么事情？
What does God want us to do in this world?
我们真的有很多工要做。
There's a lot of work to be done.
那或许我们说传道，我们又不知道我们可以做什么。
But then you may say, Pastor, I don't know what I have to do.
其实我们不用想那么多。
We don't really need to think that much.
我们要想的是什么？
What do we need to think about?
今天我们在什么位置？
What kind of
神把我们放在什么位置？
What position did God place us in?
我们就努力的生活，努力的学习。
We should then live and work hard.
每一件事情在做的时候，我们都是以荣耀神为第一优先。
Everything we do, first and foremost, must glorify God.
为什么约瑟他能够成功？
Why is Joseph able to be successful?
跟他敬畏神是有关系的。
It has to do with the fact that he respects God.
神为什么不要选犹大？神为什么不要选流便？
Why did God not choose Reuben, for example?
神为什么要选约瑟？
Why did God choose Joseph?
我们看诗篇一百四十五篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm.
诗篇一百四十五篇第十九节。
Psalm 145 verse 19.
一百四十五篇第十九节。
Psalm 145 verse 19.
敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。这个地方讲到说，敬畏神的人，他必听成就他们的心愿。
Here it says that he fulfills the desires of those who fear him.
为什么神会成就他们的心愿？
Why does God fulfill that?
因为他们的心愿跟神的心愿是一样的。
Because they are one with God.
一个敬畏神的人，他来做任何事情，他是以神为最高优先的。
A person who respects and honors God will be first.
所以当然神就会成就他们的心愿。
And so of course God will fulfill their desires.
神也会听他们的呼求。
God will also hear their cries.
当然神也会拯救他们。
And God of course will save them.
所以今天我们一个基督徒，我们应该要去思考这个问题。
And so as a Christian we need to think about this.
我们不知道神的时候是什么时候。
We don't know God's timing.
我们不知道，我们只知道说我们随时都要准备好我们自己。
We just know that we need to keep us prepared.
如果我们是一个学生。
If we are a student,
我们当然不知道神以后怎么用我们。
We don't know God how God will use us in the future.
我们应该好好把我们的书读好。
We need to study hard.
所以小弟啊，在台湾的时候啊，常常跟很多的大学生在一起。
And so when I'm in Taiwan, usually with a lot of college students.
那我就跟他们讲了。
And I tell them,
你们现在来读大学。
You are in college.
为什么你们来读大学？
Why are you in college?
为什么别人没有读大学？
How come some other people are not in college?
你今天为什么会被神派到这边来？
Why did God send you here?
你有去思考过这个问题吗？
Have you ever thought about that?
今天神会把你安置在这里。
God had placed you here.
就是要你来学习。
He wants you to learn.
来预备自己。
To prepare yourself.
你不用想说以后神要怎么用我。
You don't need to think about how God will use you in the future.
只要我们能够跟随神的脚步来行。
As long as we can walk in the footsteps of God.
不管神带领我们到什么脚什么的地方。
It doesn't matter where God leads us.
我们都做好我们的本分。
We just do our duty.
当神的时候到了。
And when God's timing has arrived.
你就知道神要你做什么。
Then you will know what he wants you to do.
就要像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
神的目的，神要约瑟到埃及的目的。是当宰相吗？
Is was the purpose of God sending Joseph to Egypt to be in a high position?
对，是当宰相。
Yes.
可是真正的目的在什么地方？
But then what is the real purpose?
约瑟怎么说？
What did Joseph say?
是要成就今天的光景。
He said it is to accomplish what is being done.
那是要成就神救恩的功啊。
It is to complete the salvation work of God.
约瑟非常的清楚的。
Joseph was clear on this.
他很在乎当宰相吗？
Is he fond of being a high official in Egypt?
当宰相是他自己想要当的吗？
Is that something he aspired to be?
不是。
No.
是神让他当的。
It is God that allowed him to be in that position.
为了成就神的功。
It is to complete the work of God.
我不知道说我们尔湾教会弟兄姐妹未来要成就什么功。
I don't know what us members here in Irvine will accomplish in the future.
不过一件事情我们知道。
But one thing we know.
我们随时准备好自己。
We must prepare ourselves.
等候神的时候。
And wait on the timing of God.
约瑟不只是有这点值得我们学习。
This is not the only thing we can learn from Joseph.
我们发现约瑟他是一个非常谦卑的人。
We know Joseph is also a humble person.
我们看创世纪的第四十一章。
Look at Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章的第十六节。
Genesis chapter 41 verse 16.
四十一章第十六节。
Genesis chapter 41 verse 16.
约瑟回答法老说：“这不在乎我，神必将凭他的话回答法老。”我们知道说，其实啊，这个约瑟啊，被关在监里面一段时间了。
We know that Joseph spent some time in prison.
难道他不想出狱吗？
Does he not want to get out?
他当然想出狱啊。
Of course he wants to get out.
可是谁为他伸冤呢？
But who can do that?
后来他遇到膳长跟酒政。
And then he met the warden.
膳长跟酒政。
He met the cupbearer and the baker.
然后后来酒政就出狱了嘛。
And the cupbearer was
就离开这个监狱嘛，就得救了。
The cupbearer left and he was saved.
他跟酒政说：“你不要把我忘了。”
He said to the cupbearer, "Do not forget me."
你要帮我伸冤啊！我没有犯什么错误。
Let them know that I didn't do anything wrong.
可是酒政把他忘了。
But the cupbearer forgot about him.
因为酒政把他忘了，所以他又多关了两年。
Because he forgot him, Joseph spent two more years in prison.
一直到法老做了那两个梦。
Up until Pharaoh had those two dreams.
所以酒政才想啊，想起他的自己的罪来啊，我错了。
And then the cupbearer realized, I was wrong.
他就跑去跟那个法老说啊，我有罪了，我忘记了一件事情啊。
Then he said to Pharaoh, sorry, I forgot about this one thing.
他就将监狱里面所发生的事告诉法老。
And then he told everything that happened to him to Pharaoh.
他说，约瑟可以帮你解决这个问题。
He said, Joseph can find a solution for you.
约瑟可以帮你解梦。
Joseph can interpret your dream.
这是一个大好的机会啊。
This is a great opportunity.
我如果让法老觉得我很重要。
If I can show to Pharaoh that I'm important.
我就有机会可以出狱嘛。
Then I have a chance to get out.
对不对？应该是这样子吧。一般人是这样嘛。我要抓紧这个机会，好不容易得到的机会啊。
Isn't it like that for anybody? They must take the opportunity to get out.
可是当法老跟他讲说啊，我做了一个梦，没有人解。我听人家说，你听了梦就能解。
And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had dreams that I don't understand, and nobody can interpret. But I heard you can."
约瑟跟法老说，这不在乎我。
But then Joseph said, "It is not I that can do it."
神会将平安的话告诉你。
God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires.
哇，你白白把这个机会让掉了。
Did you just let this opportunity go?
你应该抓紧这个机会啊。
You should have taken hold of this opportunity.
可是啊，约瑟没有这样做。
Joseph didn't do this.
这是出于神的力量。
It is from the power of God.
他不把这个功劳放在自己的身上。
He doesn't put all this credit on himself.
因为他知道他是谁，他很清楚他自己的位置。
Because he is very clear as to who he is in his position.
他是很想出狱。
He really wants to get out of
prison. 不过这个能力不在乎他。
But that power is not within him.
他非常知道自己的地位，他不过是神的一个仆人而已。
He knows his position. He is really just a servant of God.
今天可以将平安的话告诉法老的是神，不是我。
The answer that Pharaoh wants is from God, not from Joseph.
所以他非常谦卑啊。
So he was very humble.
他说法老，这不是出于我。
Yeah, he said, Pharaoh, this is I cannot do it.
虽然在埃及那个时候，所有的术士啊，所有的很有智慧的人都没有帮他解决法老的问题，只有约瑟可以。
None of the wise men that were under Pharaoh could ever could interpret this for him.
啊，这个约瑟啊，他还是高举主耶稣，高举天上的真神。
But Joseph still praises the God in heaven.
这个很值得我们学习。
This is worthy of our learning.
有时候我们做了某些工以后啊。
Sometimes after we've done some work,
我们神跟我们同工，我们做了很多很多的工。
God is with us when we do this work.
有时候我们会忘记我们是谁。
We may forget who we are.
真的，有时候会忘记我们是谁。
Really, we may forget our position.
好像这些工都是我们做的。
As if all of this work was done by ourselves.
好像这些工都是我的功劳。
As if all the success was mine.
这个是非常危险的一件事情。
This is very dangerous.
我们看箴言第十五章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言第十五章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33。
十五章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33。
敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲，尊荣之前必有谦卑。这个地方告诉我们说，尊荣之前必有谦卑。
It says here that humility comes before honor。
我们要能够敬畏神。
We need to honor God。
我们一定要在神面前谦卑。
We need to be humble in front of God.
不管我们做了什么事情，
It doesn't matter what we are doing.
我们要高举天上的真神。
We must praise the Heavenly Father.
是因为神。
Because of God.
不是因为我。
Not because of me.
所以我发现啊，有时候我们发现我们真耶稣教的弟兄姐妹比较不会做这方面的。
I feel like True Jesus Church members are not doing this.
当我们把一件事做得很好。
When we successfully complete a task,
当别人问说你为什么可以做得那么好的时候，你要怎么说？
And when someone asks how can you do it such so well, what do you say?
啊，因为我很厉害呀，我就是很厉害呀。
Because I'm just really good.
那我因为我以前什么有什么经历啊，所以我很厉害呀。
Because I have this kind of experience in the past, I'm just this good.
很多人就是这样啊。
People are like that.
可是这样可以得到神的喜悦吗
？But can we find favor in God's eyes?
圣经上告诉我们怎样
？What does the Bible tell us?
尊荣之前必有谦卑。
Humility comes before honor.
我们要懂得谦卑。
We need to learn to be humble.
我们要懂得高举天上的真神。
We need to learn to praise the God in heaven.
我们要在神面前习惯说我是一个无用的仆人。
We need to learn to say that we are just a servant for God.
我们要在人的面前常常夸赞天上的真神。
We need to praise and honor God in front of others.
所以啊，小弟来到我们美国啊，我有一个第一个印象很深的就是。讲到那个哈利路亚这件事情。
When I'm in the U.S., I had this very deep impression, and this is about regarding Hallelujah.
小弟第一站是到圣何塞教会。
My first stop was in San Jose.
第二站是到那个 Garden Grove 教会。
My next place was Garden Grove.
然后我在 Garden Grove 的时候，我就发现了。
And at Garden Grove, I realized.
奇怪，
Strange.
我从第一站，我遇到很多人都哈利路亚。
And I realized, well, from my first stop, a lot of people said Hallelujah.
都没有人理我。
And I said Hallelujah. Nobody paid attention to me.
不然就是我说 Hallelujah， 然后他们就吓一跳，然后就说 Hello。
Or I say Hallelujah, and they're startled, and they just say Hi.
我想说，哇，我还真是话外人啊。
I thought, wow, I'm so
我跟别人不同。
I am so different from everybody.
我屡试不爽啊。我吃很多，我就故意这样试，哈利路亚，我就故意跑去，哈利路亚。然后他们全部人都说 ，Hello。
And so I started just testing going around and just saying Hallelujah, but everybody just says hello back.
后来我就问一个来美国帮助的一个传道说，哎，你有没有发现他们这边人不讲哈利路亚的啊
？And then I asked the U.S. pastor, "Did you realize people here don't say Hallelujah?"
他们说有啊。
He says, "Yeah."
我说没有啊
，I said no，
因为我有做实验的，我不是随便乱讲的。
Because I tested it out and I'm not just
我叫了一个那个教会的弟兄来啊
，And so I called a brother over。
我说你们这边有在讲哈利路亚吗
？Do people here say Hallelujah？
他说传道没有
，He says no。
那个弟兄真的是真以色列人
，And he was a true Israel。
他很诚实，他说没有
，He was very honest。He said no。
不过我后来找到第五间，我发现我们尔湾教会说哈利路亚的人比较多。
But then when I came to
Irvine, 这个是事实，我不能讲，我不能说谎。
When I came to Irvine, I realized that people do say Hallelujah more.
这五间就是我们尔湾教会的最多。
Among the, all the churches, the most is here in Irvine.
我不认为说哈，这个讲哈利路亚有什么不好。
I don't feel like saying Hallelujah is bad.
神是我们天上的主。
God is our Father.
我们见面用哈利路亚来赞美天上真神有什么不好？
What is wrong with saying Hallelujah and praising God in heaven?
我们把神放在我的面前有什么不好？
What's wrong with placing God in front of me?
我们如果说有什么成就，我们在众人面前说，因为我是一个信耶稣的，我是真耶稣教的信徒，我们的神帮助我，有什么不好？
If I have some kind of success and I say I'm a True Jesus Church member and God is with me, what's wrong with that?
我没有要求你来信耶稣，我只是在夸赞我的神，因为我认为我今天的成就都是从神来的，有什么不好？
I'm not telling you to come and believe in God, but I'm praising God in my life.
尊荣之前必有谦卑。
Humility comes before honor.
那是在神面前谦卑。
This is being humble before God.
当然在人面前也谦卑。
We also should be humble in front of man.
不过那个感觉是不一样的。
But that's a little different.
约瑟他说这不在乎我。
Joseph said, I cannot do it. This is not from me.
那在乎就是天上的真神。
It is from the God in heaven.
我们听了觉得非常感动。
We are so touched when we hear that.
他有这样大的恩赐。
He has such a great wisdom, gift.
然后他却不荣耀他自己。
And yet he doesn't glorify himself.
他荣耀神。
He glorifies God.
有什么不好？
And what's wrong with that?
其实不是大卫这样，不是只有约瑟这样而已。
It is not only Joseph who does this.
你发现但以理在为尼布甲尼撒王解梦的时候，也是说同样的话。
Realize that Daniel also did the same thing when he was interpreting the dream for King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看但以理书第二章。
Let's take a look at Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章二十八节。
Daniel chapter 2, verse
28. 第二章二十八节。
Daniel chapter 2, verse 28.
只有一位在天上的神能显明奥秘的事，他已将日后必有的事指示尼布甲尼撒王。你的梦和在床上脑中的意象是这样，二十九节。
29.
王啊，你在床上想到后来的事，那显明奥秘事的主把将来的必有的事指示你。三十节。
30.
至于那奥秘的事显明给我，并非因我的智慧胜过一切的活人，乃为使王知道梦的讲解和心里的思念。他但以理也讲得很清楚。
Daniel said it very clearly.
他说王啊，虽然没有人可以解答这个梦。
He said, although no one can interpret your dream,
甚至没有人可以说出这个梦，
and no one can say what it is.
可是今天我解答，并不是因为我厉害。
But today, when I interpret this dream, it's not because I'm good at it.
并不是因为我的智慧超过一切的活人。
It's not because I am wiser than anyone else in the world.
乃是因为神。
Rather, it is because of God.
这个真的很值得我们来学习。
This is something we should learn from.
在雅各书第四章第六节里面有讲到另外一个用另外的方式来讲到这件事情。
In James chapter 4, it talks about this in a different way as well.
他说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God deters those who are proud and gives grace to those who are humble.
一个谦卑的人，神会将更多的恩典赐给他。
A person who is humble will receive more grace and blessing.
所以一个基督徒在神面前要谦卑。
And so, as a Christian, we must be humble in front of God.
因为这样子，我们就在人的面前显出我们的谦卑。
And in that way, we can show our humility to people.
不过，小弟在这边要强调一点，谦卑不等于自卑哦。
But I want to emphasize one thing, and it's that humility.
在我们教会里面有另外一个极端哦。
In our church, there's another way of
就是说有另外一种想法了。
It's another school of thought.
就是说比如说那个某某弟兄哇，你真的很有这个唱诗的恩赐你来参加我们的诗班
They may say, "Oh, brother, you are very good at singing. Why don't you join us in our choir?"
某某弟兄、某某姐妹你可以来煮饭你可以来。你可以来领会你可以讲道
Or they may say to a brother or a sister, you can cook, you can come and lead a sermon.
你可以来当老师当教员来帮助我们的孩子
You can become an RE teacher, you can teach our children.
我常常听到弟兄姐妹这样说了。
I always hear brothers and sisters say this.
传道我们有能力啦。
Pastor, no, I don't have the ability.
我做不好啦。
I won't do a good job.
我跟你讲啦，某某弟兄、某某姐妹更厉害啦。
But let me tell you, this other brother or this other sister, they would be more fit.
对啦，我知道某某弟兄、某某姐妹更厉害啦，我知道啦，那不用你跟我讲啦，我看得出来啦。
Yes, I know. I can tell those other people are good.
不过他已经在做他应该他做的事工嘛，吼。
But they're already doing what they are supposed to be doing.
如果说今天你没有这个恩赐，我不会来找你啦。
If you didn't have the gift, then I wouldn't come to you.
你一定有这个恩赐，我们才会来找你。
You must.Have this gift. That's why I am here.
所以说，有时候我们会发现说，对我们有些人很谦卑。
Yes, people are very humble.
可是谦卑到最后，你会觉得说他没有自信。
But then, they are humble to the point where they seem to have no confidence in themselves.
我们说约瑟不是这样的一个人。
We see that Joseph is not a person who did that.
约瑟不是埃及人。
Joseph is not an Egyptian.
他被提出监狱的时候，他是一个囚犯。
When he was in jail, he was a criminal.
那时候站在法老面前的都是一些法老的一些大官。
When he stood in front of Pharaoh, they were all high officials and full of knowledge and wisdom.
埃及是那时候的大国。
Egypt was a great nation back then.
能在大国里面当大官，那如果不是没有三两下刷子，那不可能的事情啊。
There's no way you can become a high official if you didn't have all those abilities.
可是哦。我们发现，当约瑟站在法老面前，在跟法老讲话的时候，他是不卑不吭的。
But we see that Joseph was humble in front of Pharaoh.
我们来看这个创世纪。
Let's look back to Genesis.
创世纪四十一章。
Genesis chapter 41.
他做了一件事情。
He did this one thing.
我们看四十一章的第三十。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 32.
32节
Genesis chapter 41, verse 32.
至于法老两回做梦是因神命定这事，并且必速速成就。33节
23.
所以法老当拣选一个有聪明有智慧的人，派他治理埃及地。34节
34.
法老当这样行，又派官员管理这地。当七年丰年的时候，征收埃及地的五分之一。35节
35.
叫他们把将来丰年一切的粮食聚敛起来，积聚五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。36节
36.
所积蓄的粮食可以防备埃及地将来的七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。法老是叫他来做什么的？
So what did Pharaoh want Joseph to do?
法老是叫约瑟来解梦的。
He wanted Joseph to interpret the dream.
可是当约瑟为法老解梦以后，他就直接就这样讲了。
But then after he interprets the dream, he just said this.
他对自己所讲的事情很自信的。
He is very confident in what he said.
他在那么多有学问的人的面前，大官面前呢，就建议法老。
He said it in front of all of these wise men and officials of Pharaoh.
他说，神已经命令这个事，而且一定会很快就成就。
God is going to do this, and it will be soon.
那你应该要选一个哦，有聪明、有智慧的人来治理这个地。
And so he said to Pharaoh that he should find a discerning and wise men to be put in charge of this.
因为有七年的丰收年，所以你每一年七年的丰收年都要征收五分之一的那个粮食。
And so there will be 7 years of abundant harvest, and so they should take a fifth of that harvest.
然后等到饥荒的时候，你可以用这五分之一所积蓄出来这些粮食来维持国家的运作。
So that they can take the food they stored during the 7 years of famine for the people.
其实他这个是一个非他做事是非常有自信的。
He has a lot of confidence in what he said.
谦卑不代表自卑啊。
Humility doesn't mean that we should have a lack of confidence.
约瑟站在法老的面前，他并不害怕。
Joseph was not afraid to stand in front of Pharaoh.
他直接跟法老建议。
He just spoke his mind to Pharaoh.
你应该怎么做？怎么做？怎么做？
He said you should do this and you should do this.
当然，后来法老也是听了约瑟的建议嘛，哈。
And in the end, we know that Pharaoh did take his advisement.
后来法老怎么说呢？
What did Pharaoh say?
我们看四十一章的三十七节。
Let's look at chapter 41, verse
三十七节。
37。
法老和他一切的臣仆都以这事为妙。38节
38.
法老对臣仆说，像这样的人有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？39节
39.
法老对约瑟说，神既将这些事指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧。40节
40.
你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。哇， 法老讲 这一段话不简单。
It is not easy for Pharaoh to say this.
当约瑟在讲这些话的时候
When Joseph was speaking,
他们看出约瑟这个人是不一样的人。
They saw that Joseph was different.
有神的灵跟他同在。
He had the abidance of the Spirit of God.
这个人非常有能力。
He is very powerful.
那除了约瑟，谁可以做这个职位呢？
And then, aside from Joseph, who can do this?
所以约瑟啊，所以法老就将埃及啊交代给约瑟管理啊。
And so Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of Egypt.
除了这个宝座上，在宝座上法老比他大，剩下的事情都交给约瑟。
And so Joseph was only second to Pharaoh.
约瑟也接受了。
And Joseph accepted.
这是约瑟的自信。
This was the confidence.
一个基督徒要谦卑。
A Christian must be humble.
可是不是自卑。
But they shouldn't have a lack of confidence.
后来约瑟他因为他随时准备好自己，所以当神要用他的时候，他真的用，他真的做得很好。
And so, because Joseph was prepared, when God was to use him, he did well.
后来约瑟不只救了埃及国。
Joseph in the end not only saved the kingdom of Egypt.
简直为法老买了埃及国。他为法老买了埃及国。
He helped
我们来看创世记四十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 37.
二十节。
Verse 20.
四十七章二十节。
Chapter 47, verse 20.
于是约瑟为法老买了埃及所有的地，埃及的因饥荒所迫，各都卖了自己的田地，那地就归了法老。二十一节。
Verse 21.
至于百姓，约瑟叫他们从埃及这边直到埃及那边，都各归各城。二十二节。
22.
唯独祭司的地，约瑟没有买，因为祭司从法老所得的长禄，他们吃法老所给的长禄，所以他们不卖自己的地。这个地方啊，讲到说。约瑟啊，不只救了埃及国，还为法老买了埃及国。
And so not only did Joseph save Egypt, he bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh.
在七个丰收年之前啊。
Before the 7 years of abundance.
法老虽然是统治埃及国。
Pharaoh was
统治哈，治理埃及国。管理埃及国。
He was Pharaoh was in charge of Egypt.
可是地可不全部都是法老的。
But not all the land was Pharaoh's.
可是等七年的灾荒过去以后。
But after the 7 years of famine.
地是法老的。
The land will belong to Pharaoh.
埃及人所有的牲畜都是法老的。
Everything in Egypt will belong to Pharaoh.
埃及人的命都是法老的。
All of the lives of the people of Egypt are Pharaoh's.
法老啊，约瑟为法老买了整个埃及国。
Joseph had bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh.
所以事实上，约瑟他真的是非常有实力的一个人。他非常有实力的。
Joseph is a very capable person.
他随时准备好他自己。
He is always prepared.
而且他非常的谦卑。
And he is also very humble.
他尊神为大。
He knows that God is
the
greatest.
可不过他的谦卑是非常的健康的。
But he has a very healthy kind of humility.
他做事非常自信。
He has very confidence in what
今天基督徒要自信。
We must have confidence in ourselves.
我们没有什么好，我们是一个基督徒，我们这个身份没有什么好不好意思的。
There's no anything that is
我们。今天在这个地方，我们是一个基督徒。
Here we are a Christian.
有时候我们会认为说，耶稣教会在这个地方不过是一个小教会。
This True Jesus Church here is a small church.
甚至基督教是西洋人那个西洋人的教会，是西洋人的宗教。
And this, although this is an Asian church,
我们讲道理，怎么别人怎么肯听呢？
What will people want to listen to our sermon?
可是保罗那时候可不是这样想的。
But Paul didn't think that.
当保罗把福音传给西方的时候，他本身不是一个西方人。
When Paul preached to the West, he was not one of them.
所以说，基本上我们要了解一点。
So we need to understand this.
我们基督徒，我们要自信。
We must have confidence in ourselves.
对信仰的自信。
To the faith.
所以说，我们不需要畏畏缩缩的。 我就是一个基督徒。
So we don't have so we are Christians.
我们是得救的教会。
We are a church
that can be saved.
It is really just that simple.
你要不要信？那是你的事情。
Whether you want to believe, that is up to you.
不是，这是我对我自己的信心。我对我自己信仰的信心。
But this is my own faith.
我对我信，我们信仰就是这样。
And this is the way our faith is.
所以我们就是这样做。
And so we do. Likewise,
我们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
We know what is right and what is wrong.
所以我们只做对的事情。
So we do all the good and
这个是信仰上的自信。
This is confidence in the faith.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
232首。
234。
现在要来祷告。
We're now going to pray.
好，我们祷告的时候要凭着信心来祷告。
When we pray with our faith.
一个没有信的人，不要想从神那边得到什么。
A person without faith should not expect anything from God.
这个是圣经上告诉我们的一句话。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
曾经我遇到过一个姐妹。
One time I had met a sister.
她告诉我为什么我都求不到圣灵。
She asked, how come I can't receive the Holy Spirit?
因为她一直想要得到圣灵。
Because she really wants the Holy Spirit.
因为我跟她讲说如果说你没有得到圣灵，我不帮你洗礼。
Because I said, if you don't receive the Holy Spirit, I won't baptize you.
哇，她就很紧张了。
And so she was very anxious, nervous.
因为传道说如果说她还没有得到圣灵，传道就不帮她洗礼了。
Because because the pastor said, if I don't receive the Holy Spirit, I cannot be baptized.
当然不是每一个 case 都是这样，是那个 case 我说你没有得到圣灵，我不帮你洗礼的。
Of course, not every case is like that. But I said to her, if you don't receive the Holy Spirit, I will not baptize you.
他就很认真的祷告。
And so he prayed with great focus.
不过当他求的时候撒旦在旁边做工啊。
But Satan was working alongside her.
后来他就跟我讲说，传道为什么我祷告的时候会打哈欠啊？
She asked Pastor, how come I keep yawning when I'm praying?
那我没有祷告的时候精神很好啊，祷告的时候就头晕啊。
But when I'm not praying, I'm fine. But when I'm praying, I feel dizzy.
我不敢跟他讲说你这个是魔鬼做工啦。
I dare not to tell her that it's because it's Satan's work.
我跟他讲说你就是要努力祷告你就要反正你一心一意跟神求就对啦。
I said you just have to pray with importunity and with concentration.
剩下的交给神啊。
And everything else just leave to God.
其实他知道应该是魔鬼做工了。
She should know that it is because it's the work of Satan.
那她很认真祷告都没有办法得到圣灵。
And so she prayed really hard, and she still didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
后来在要灵恩会前的灵恩布道会前的一个礼拜，礼拜五我去她家了。
And the week before the spiritual convocation on a Friday, I went to visit her.
她真的快受不了，她就跟我讲
She really couldn't bear it anymore, and she told me.
传道，我到底要怎么样才可以得到圣灵？
What do I have to do in order to receive the Holy Spirit?
我就跟她讲
So I told her,
你要不怕害羞的祷告。
You need to have a prayer without shyness.
我们看路加福音。
Look at Luke.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十一章第八节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 8.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的之求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。这个地方主耶稣告诉那个时候的人应该怎么样来求圣灵。
Here, Jesus is teaching them how to receive the Holy Spirit.
他说我们要情辞迫切的直求。
We must ask for it with importunity.
这个什么叫做情辞迫切？
But what does that mean?
情辞迫切的意思在原来的意思是不怕害羞的意思。
It means We're not shy about it.
对，就是说你在祷告的时候，你不要怕别人说你怎么这样子祷告你不用想那么多。
And so don't worry or be afraid about what people may think about how you're praying.
你只是要祷告。
You just need to pray.
你只是要不停的跟神求。
You need to continuously. Ask of God.
当然我没有说你要大声大吼大叫的祷告，我没有说这样讲啊。
I'm not saying that it has to be loud and shouting.
不过你不要怕别人的眼光。
But don't be afraid of what people are seeing.
那就是不怕害羞嘛。
That's just not being shameful about it.
你就是祈求，这是主耶稣教导我们的。
Just ask of God. That is what God is teaching us.
那他就放在心中嘛。
And so she placed this in her heart.
那隔天就是礼拜六了。
And the next day was Saturday.
她就到前面来祷告。
She came to the front to pray.
那当然我不知道她到底是因为等到我起来要按手祷告的时候，她就站在那边祷告了。
But when I was about to lay hands, she was standing there and praying.
哇，前面跪的整个都是人啊！
The front was full of people.
那她就站在那边祷告。
She was standing there and praying.
后来啊，我就按手按到她附近的时候啊。
And so I was laying hands, and when I got to her,
哎，我就发现她有得到圣灵。
I realized that she had received the Holy Spirit.
哇，我心里非常高兴。
I was very joyful.
我就为她祷告。
So I prayed for her.
聚完会我就跟大家讲了。
And after service, I announced to everybody.
啊，某某姐妹得到圣灵啊。
This sister received the Holy Spirit.
我跟你讲哦，人家好，虽然没有地方可以跪，人家。也愿意到前面来祷告，还站着祷告。
And although there was no more space for her, she was still willing to come forward and stand there and pray.
她跟我讲说，传道不是这样啦。
She said, Pastor, it wasn't like that.
我说，我们就是看到这样啊。
Well, that's what I saw.
啊，传道，你看到后面没有看到前面啊？
Well, you saw what happened to me.
那天教会很多弟兄姐妹哦，是他们很迫切的。想要祈求灵恩。
A lot of the members of the church are very keen on praying to God for His Spirit.
那他们都是有跪垫的，他们是有跪垫的。
They all have prayer mats.
那当然，跪垫如果跪满的话，他当然就没有办法到前面来了。
And of course, if all the mats are full, there's no way anybody can really come up to the front.
那这个姐妹本来是跪着的啦。
And she originally was kneeling.
不过她祷告的时候。
But while she was praying,
撒旦就来捣蛋。
And so Satan came to bother her.
怎么捣蛋？你知道吗
？What did he do?
就抓住她的头。
Satan would grab hold of her head,
就这样摇,
and shake her head.
他就很生气,
so she was very angry.
下个礼拜就灵恩布道会了。
Next week is the spiritual convocation.
我再不报名受洗，我就没有机会可以受洗了。
If I don't register that time for baptism, I won't be able to baptize.
你还来这边捣蛋,
and you're causing all this trouble.
我不怕你啦。
I'm not afraid of you.
他说你不让我跪对不对？好，我站着。
Okay, if you're not letting me kneel here, I'm going to stand.
他就站起来了。
So she stood.
我不跪着祷告，我站着祷告，总可以吧？
I can stand and pray, right?
他就跪着祷告。
And so she kept continue praying.
他就跟主耶稣说了。
She said to Jesus.
魔鬼欺负我。
She said, Satan is coming to bully me.
我很想要得救啊。
I really want salvation.
可是魔鬼不让我得救啊。
But Satan is preventing that.
因为传道说，如果没有得到圣灵，我就没有办法洗礼呀。
And because the pastor said, if I don't have the Holy Spirit, I can't be baptized.
哦，他在跟主耶稣祷告。
So she prayed to Jesus.
就他就得到圣灵了。
And so she received the Holy Spirit.
他本来那个位置啊，因为他一起来就有一个位置嘛，人家去跪在他那个位置，所以我还以为是他本来就站着祷告了。
And so because she stood up from her mat, someone took her mat, and so that's why I thought she kept she was standing the whole time.
那个叫做情慈，那个就是一种心态了。
And this is the kind of mentality, a kind of heart.
你真的想要吗
？Do you really want it?
主耶稣在这边教导说，你真的想要吗
？And Jesus has instructed, do you really want this?
你如果真的想要。
If you really want it,
你就要跟神求。
That you need to ask God for it.
而且求的态度是不怕害羞的求。
And that asking is shameless.
你不要想太多，你就是求。
Don't think much, just ask for it.
主耶稣会跟你同，会听你的祷告。
Jesus will hear your prayer.
当然，主耶稣对每一个人回应是不同的。
And of course, his answer to each person is different.
我不过是神的仆人。
We are just servants of God.
我们不能跟你有任何的诺言。说你一定会得到什么
I can't say that of course, for certain you will receive this.
我们只能帮你祷告
We can only pray for you.
不过我们的心很重要
But our heart is important.
我们来到神的面前祷告
When we pray in front of God.
就是不怕害羞的
It is shameless.
要很有信心的祷告
We must have faith.
我们一起跪下来祷告
Let's kneel down and pray.
要接受按手祷告到前面来
Those who want the laying of hands may come forward.
求主耶稣垂听我们的祷告
May God hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告